Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Oh, here we go. Monday morning, the 28th day of July, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. It's... Okay, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks till school starts. I was like, no.
I know.
I know Adrian's got a 6-year-old, and you're ready to send him back.
I'm actually not. I haven't bought anything. I'm trying to enjoy summer as much as possible. It's a dangerous game.
Michaela, we started something last year that I don't know that, not that we want to get away from it. I'm just saying that we started something last year that, I was just surprised over the weekend. Hey, haven't heard you say anything about it yet.
Oh.
But do you want me to send you my Amazon list?
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
Yeah, the teachers are ready. Oh, that was so awesome last year.
I might be willing to invest in the happiness and health of our Clark County School District teachers.
Yes. And they would appreciate it very much. Listen, there was nothing like showing up to their schools and seeing their faces when they got those little gift cards.
Yes, and that's the way to do it. Yeah, that's the way to do it, to deliver in person. And I also, and this is not, I'm not taking a slap. I'm not going all Colbert and going after the company right now. You know what I mean? I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But if we just, I think, see, here's what we have to do, Michaela. And as we plan the show out on the air, I think that we're okay if we just say, hey, teachers, leave those kids alone. Oh, that's old classic rock reference. Hey, teachers, send us your Amazon wish list. Just send it to us.
Yeah.
There's no expectation. We're not going to do any, you know, just if you want to send it to us, you send it to us. And then if we just happen to show up at somebody's school and happen to go, you know, like we did last year. Hi, Ms. Hunt. Hi.
That's right.
How are you?
We just happen to hand them off some
gift cards on our own with our own doing.
Yeah.
And it's not like a contest on the air.
No.
Yeah, if we just say, hey, send them to us because we'd love to see them.
Yeah, just pals. One to help our teachers.
Yeah, and if we just show up and go, hi. And we don't do it on the air necessarily.
No. Hmm? No.
So, yeah, sure. Do this. Chet.Buchanan@Odyssey.com. Chet.Buchanan@Odyssey.com.
Those emails are going to flow in.
Or in the DMs. Or hit me in the DMs. On social media. That's the way to do it. Hit me in my DMs. Don't email me. Doesn't work. And also, if you email me, then it gets into the company's hands.
The only time we'll say slide into Chet's DMs.
Right, Adrian? You know what I'm saying? If you email me, if it goes through Odyssey, why aren't you talking? Are you trying? Is Adrian going through plausible deniability right now? He's like, I don't know. You didn't hear my voice on any of this. I'm not a part of it. You can't. I'm...
Shout out to the lawyers, baby.
Whatever, coward. Monday, Chet Buchanan Show. Let's go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
First pick brought to you by our friends at Northwest Career College, registering now for the fall, giving away a $10,000 scholarship. Find out more at nccvibe.com. Adrian, who's on the phone?
That'll be Heather Cotts from Aliante.
Hi, Heather.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. So, Heather, what was the absolute best part of your weekend, if you could be specific?
Yes. So this weekend we took my daughter. She's 4 to her very first concert. We saw The Descendants at T-Mobile Arena.
Oh,
that's how good. Okay, how good was that? Because I've heard good things about that show, about that tour.
It was phenomenal. There was a lot of young girls screaming, but besides that, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, good crowd.
Yeah, phenomenal. I mean, young, very young, but my daughter was having the time of her life.
So cute.
That was the one. And honestly, I was telling people on the low, I was like, look, nothing against Beyonce, but you don't need to spend hundreds of dollars.
True.
You know what I mean? And fight all that mess. Take your kid if you want to take your kid to a show. And hey, look, and for that, even though both of them are worth it, Beyonce's worth hundreds of dollars. Backstreet Boys worth hundreds of dollars.
Kelly Clarkson,
uh-huh. Kelly, all of that. But this Descendant Zombies thing. If your kid's into those shows, take them because they'd lose their mind and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it made it worth it for sure. Just seeing her face light up when she saw them in real life was the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now imagine how much fun you're going to have at Cowabunga Bay with your four tickets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome! Thanks, y'all. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Are you? Oh, she's 4 and a half. So, is she doing preschool?
She is. She actually goes to the school that my husband works at. He's a teacher.
Oh, well, that's so nice. That all works out. And has she been going all summer?
She has. Yeah, we just moved here.
Yeah, so to.
I know,
oh, where'd
I
you move
I
from?
I heard of y'all.
We came here from Japan.
Well, that wouldn't track, though.
That doesn't explain that accent.
Ordinary people. Hey. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
You know, as long as we got a second and we're just kind of hanging out. Oh, I never did. I realized I never did because we got a minute ago when we did good feel or first pick. And I asked what was the absolute best part of your weekend. And then she had a lovely, what was her name? Heather. Heather had this lovely accent. And I'm glad. And Michaela went to investigate what the accent was. And so she said, oh, I just moved here. And Michaela said, oh, I thought I detected y'all. Where'd you move from? And we asked the question, where'd you move from?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, to Heather's credit, two completely different questions. Where's the accent from? Where'd you move from?
100%.
One might think those are the same questions. They're not. And so when we asked, where'd the y'all come from? In the form of where did you just move from? She said Japan, which,
yeah,
that's going to end up being the best part of my week.
100%. It was that moment in the very beginning of Dumb and Dumber when that beautiful woman rolls down the window in the limo and Jim Carrey goes, oh, is that Boston or whatever? And she's like, Australia. That's literally how I felt right now. I was like, yeah, duh.
Well, obviously. We asked the right question. We just didn't quite get the answer we were looking for, which is always good. So if we had to, really quick, Michaela, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Listen, Beyonce, Kelly Clarkson, all of the things. I started that new Netflix show, Hunt Wives. You guys, it's rare I get to just do that with Lisa.
Did you go to Beyonce and Kelly Clarkson this weekend?
No, but you know, I had all the singers come into Nowhere Lounge and jammed all weekend. Boring, blah, blah, blah. Who cares about them? Hunt Wives.
No.
On Netflix.
Nice little binge. Nice little binge weekend. Oh,
who cares about my friends who sing with these amazing shows?
Cetera,
throw in a Backstreet Boy and you got the whole thing covered.
Yeah. Who cares? We're friends with Aaron Carter. It's, what's it? Nick Carter. What's important is... Hunt Wives is so good on Netflix. I'm obsessed.
Okay.
It's you guys.
Just to make sure, the wives of like hunters. Like
no, it's a scripted drama.
Why are they hunt wives? And you are saying hunt, right?
Hunt Wives with Brittany Snow and Malin Ackerman, who, by the way, I love.
I do love
so
her.
So much.
I just followed her on Instagram this weekend. Probably not for the same reason you did.
Well, maybe, because the show's a little wild. Takes a couple turns. It's so good, you guys. I cannot get enough of it.
It's not a reality
this
show.
This isn't another one of your Mormon housewives BS.
No, you this guys. Is, this is real TV.
You guys.
It's a show.
You yeah. guys.
You guys, it's scripted.
You guys.
It's not
script.
On Bravo, Chet. It's not on
Come
Bravo.
On.
It's on Netflix.
I could see how you thought Hunt Wives, though, could sound like...
Was another one of your Mormon wives.
Okay, I hear that. No. It takes place in Texas. And
we're donating $10 to charity for every time Michaela says, you guys, for the rest of this, the rest of this bit.
Duh, you guys.
You guys! This is so good. Wait, so it's not a reality show?
No, it's a scripted show with Brittany Snow, Malin Ackerman. This is so up your alley, and I was so excited to tell you I finally watched a scripted show because you love, like, Yellowstone. You like all of those shows with, like, class. Meanwhile, I'm busy with Sister Wives, Mormon Lives, but Hunt Wives was so good.
Chet, apparently there's a main character on this Hunt Wife show called Pastor Pete, so I'm already in because
this is
like
that
little. Because you like alliteration? Why?
Pastor Pete.
Why are you in on Pastor Pete? Because it sounds like you might be a pirate. Pirate Pastor Pete with one leg.
He's the
you guys!
You guys! It's good.
Oh my god.
What do they hunt? Why are they hunt wives?
Each other, honestly. It's like kind of crime, mystery, drama. There's like
still don't
twists
know why they're hunt wives.
And turns. And so
is it hunting wives?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. That's it. Hunting wife. I thought I was missing something.
Check the synopsis. The synopsis is Sophie Trace City Life for East Texas. Where a clique of housewives hide deadly secrets.
It's hunt wives. Nope, it's hunting wives.
Hunting wives. God, I really came in hot this Monday, didn't I?
No, you're great.
Shut up, Adrian.
This is you. Did you just take your coat off? Is it a little warm in
there? I'm sweating. I'm like embarrassed. I don't know what's going on with me today. I got a little rest, a little date night. I feel good. hunting wives.
Chrissy Metz, was she in This Is Us? Isn't that what
she was? Yes, she's really good.
Dermot Mulroney, who's been in stuff. Well, look at that.
Yeah, It was really good. I watched it beginning to end, 8 episodes yesterday, and I loved it. I was sitting on the edge of my seat.
I don't know if it was the absolute best part of my weekend, but we did watch Happy Gilmore 2, just because I wanted to be able to talk to Adrian about it.
Yeah.
And because there were a couple of people that I saw online that were like, that's 2 hours of my life I won't get back. While other people were going, hey, it's not Spielberg, but it's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's funny.
Yeah, just and laugh a bit.
It was great. It was Happy Gilmore. What did you think it was going to be?
True.
It was Happy Gilmore 2. It's exactly what it's supposed to be.
And by the way, Chad, I don't know if you agree with me, but Bad Bunny and Eminem stole the show.
Spectacular. Bad Bunny. You're right. Bad Bunny. Eminem, I would have loved to have seen a little more, but...
But the use of him was great.
The final use of him sent me into hysterics. It really did. But I was in the mood for it. I went in there expecting good things, and I got what I expected.
Yeah.
So on it, just know that if you're one of those people this morning that's going, it's terrible, it's trash, it's garbage, I find you to be a little too serious.
Good.
Just so you know. And there were friends of mine that did that, and I told them, I said, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, just have fun.
Seriously.
Dude.
Go back and watch your news program, whatever you're used to do. You know what? I don't even care which side of the spectrum you're on.
Go back and watch it.
Yeah, go back and watch your news program some more so you can be angry. You know, so you're more in your comfort level for where you should be. With that in mind, let's flip the script just a bit. Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store, coming up in just moments. We may, Adrian, need to talk to Brooke Johnson. We might need to send her a little bit cash, just a little bit, because she's doing something really cool, and I would love to talk to her about it. And we haven't done this in a while. We like people who do weird things for good causes. Because we kind of relate to that a little bit. We'll tell you the story of Brooke with an E, Brooke with an E, they're always cool.
Yeah.
The story of Brooke Johnson, what she's up to, coming up in just moments, right after Raven with a Y, Lene, and Love Me Not, 98.5 KLUC.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Feels like a really good time for good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
First, before we tell you about Brooke Johnson, this is not the story of Brooke Johnson. This is the story of somebody else. 27-year-old woman, I don't know if you saw her on TikTok, she's going viral. She just kind of casually mentioned in a video that she originally met her husband of 7 years after she picked him up as a hitchhiker when she was in Australia for school. Maybe that's not quite the thing that is here. But I mean, would you ever, Michaela Gordon, pick up a hitchhiker? Ever? So she posted an update saying that it's all to... Oh, are you there now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you now. I don't think we had you before.
No, I said never. I'm 5'2". It would just not be a good look. No way.
No, my God.
I'd be scared.
She posted an update saying that it's totally true. She and a friend were coming back from a bar, and they just, you know... Here's the thing. Context matters in a lot of situations.
Okay, yeah.
Context matters. She and a friend were coming back from a bar and decided to pick this guy up. So it was two against one if things went sideways. By the way, I've seen those videos. I don't... Whatever. He was walking along the road after going to a music festival. So, okay. So shared experience. He was hoping to get an Uber, but they were too expensive. Okay. And luckily they picked him up. And she ended up marrying him.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Context matters, and I may give that guy a ride.
Right. It's the greatest thing.
By the way,
can we just all... Collectively, our buddy Dan Nesgoda, who's leaving us in a couple of weeks, assistant engineer. I don't know what his title was. Engineer here at Odyssey Incorporated, 98.5 KLUC. We're doing a little thing. They made some tweaks with how we end up on the air.
Yeah.
And you know, so he didn't have to come in today. He could have said, screw you guys, I'm out of here.
Totally.
Because he's going off to a big new job in a couple of weeks. But he came in this morning at 5:30 to make sure that everything's working and to make sure that we make everything work.
Yeah.
So, Dan, thanks for the effort. We appreciate you, brother Danimal, and we'll miss you.
Yes.
And now the story... Of Brooke Johnson, Brooke with an E. So things are a little bumpy this morning. That's why. Because we're just trying new things and we're not exactly sure which buttons to push yet.
Yeah.
And we're figuring it out as we go. Mm-hmm. So by 9 o'clock, we should probably be locked in.
By this week, we'll have it down.
By next Tuesday, not tomorrow, a week from tomorrow, we should be pretty good. A woman named Brooke Johnson has spent about 100 days... on her skateboard as she travels across America on a skateboard.
Go, girl.
And you know that's not smooth. You know it's not.
No.
She's going from California to Virginia, raising awareness for spinal cord injuries in memory of her stepfather. Going into the weekend... So California to Virginia. So, she's good. So she was in Kentucky... and Tennessee over the weekend. Overall, that trip is a little over 3,200 miles. And if she succeeds, she will set a new world record.
That's incredible. So there's
all the things that we love. Adrian, do you think we could get her on?
I'm going to try. Point? I'll reach out.
I believe there's a link in the story that I will send to you.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, Brooke Johnson, good on you. Nice work. So, Brooke Johnson, Danimal, and crazy lady who picked up a guy outside of a festival and married him for 7 years. Good for everybody.
Good job,
nicely
guys.
Done. Woo! Good for us. It's your good feeling stories of the day. Sometimes I get a good feeling. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Oh, we must be having fun. It's 7:06.
Let's go.
Must be having fun. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. This is the Chet Buchanan Show with 2 weeks until school starts.
Nuts.
Which is fun. You have not started any of the shopping, Adrian?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Not a damn thing. No socks, no underwear, no pencils, no glue sticks, nothing.
Yeah.
No socks, no underwear. Your kid running around naked? What are you doing? No, but I get it. No, with the new...
Actually, Chip, the new Happy Gilmore movie has emphasized him showing his ass all weekend. If you've watched the new Happy Gilmore movie, you'll know.
He was doing it before, don't lie.
Just kidding. Kids do the silliest things.
Listen, my sister feels the same way. She's like, I texted her, I said, did you start your school shopping? She said, girl, the intention is yes, but it just came by so fast. Like, I'm going to be scrambling per usual to get everything together.
It really did feel like it kicked in this weekend, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I felt like we went in. Where'd we go? I want to say we're Walmart. Maybe, but wherever it was one of them, one of those stores, Walmart, Target, something. And again, it just felt like all of a sudden, bleh, it just threw up all over the store.
Yeah. The main display thing as you walk in, all the notebooks. Can I ask you guys to judge me really quick on something when we're talking about kids and going back to school?
We love to.
What?
At the end of the week.
Like we're going to say no?
Us judge you?
Yeah, what are you saying? Yeah, right? You think you have to ask? Okay, go ahead.
We do it silently every day.
Yes, publicly.
This is our love language. Judgment is our love language.
Please, Adrian, tell us what's going on. So later this week, I'm leaving to New York. SummerSlam
what?
To New York. I'm going to cover it, WWE SummerSlam. And so because I'm going to be out in New York, I will miss the first day of school for my son. Ooh. Which I'm super bummed out about.
Yeah.
So this is the part where you guys judge.
No.
School?
He start. Yeah. School. First day.
It's first grade for him. What is it for him?
Okay, judge me more.
It's kindergarten.
I don't remember. It's somewhere around there. Kindergarten.
Wait. Grade.
Oh Jesus!
What?
It's one of
them. Adrian. No. It's got to be.
It's one of them things.
Well, okay. Let me try. Okay, Adrian. Okay.
That first Adrian from Michaela was telling, but yes, check continue.
Right. No, that's why I jumped in, because I'm like, wait a minute, I might be able to save this.
Save this, Chet.
If in fact he's been going to school for so long, you know what I mean, and so much, where it's whether, you know, during the actual school year or summer or whatever, if the child has been matriculating,
Ooh, good word.
Right? If the child has been attending school for so long that you're not quite sure where he's at in his progress, then I think it's not as big a deal as you might think it is.
Yeah. I'd also like to piggyback and say, truth be told, you're a super good dad. I love how you dad. And I think that your kid totally understands, like, you got to go to work. You're so present in every part of his life. If you miss the first day of school, I think it's okay.
Also, yes. And also, I think the things that parents think are so, it's going to scar the child for life.
Like a milestone event.
Yeah, they don't care. Like,
kids don't. Kids.
His mama will be there. You'll FaceTime him.
Think about your own childhood. You remember stuff in total. You don't necessarily. I mean, there might have been something that was really special to you. Is this really special? Adrian, do you believe this first day of school that's coming up in 2 weeks, do you believe this is very special to him?
I don't.
Is it a new school?
It is a new school. And it might be the opposite. He's probably going to hate it more because he's going to have to wake up at like 6 a.m. So
yeah, he's going to be going through his own issues. Like all little kids, they've been staying up all night during summer and then they wake up. They're just pissed about it. His mom will take him. He'll FaceTime you. He'll be like, and then he'll FaceTime you after school.
Y'all, if you have thoughts, 702-364-9898. We'll listen.
Yeah.
No, we're happy. How big is this? a scale of one to future problems as an adult.
Daddy therapy didn't love when me. He's an older man.
A scale of one
my
to
daddy.
Trauma.
I was going into first grade.
Yeah.
My dad wasn't there for me. And I don't see it.
No
I don't,
way.
I
just
I don't see it, but maybe.
No way. And you're working hard to give him a great life so he can have all the things he wants. No way. He'll be cool. He's obsessed
also,
with
Also, isn't
you.
He a big John Cena guy?
No, he hates John Cena.
It's John
it's
Cena.
It's on site.
So then you go, okay, so then that's what...
But Cody Rhodes. Site. It is on site. With him.
Okay, you've got two things now. You go, but sire, daddy had to go tell John Cena to his face that he sucks.
Hey!
And daddy had to go see Cody Rhodes for you to tell. I had to go see Cody Rhodes to let him know that you were going to school and that you were, and that you said hi.
Yeah.
Chat, but it is a dangerous game because then that flips to, Dad, you went to New York. You didn't take me to go see Spider-Man.
You had to go to school.
Oh, there it is. See?
You had to go to school. You had things to do.
He doesn't want to go to school anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect.
There are ways around.
And I'm going to take the clip of you guys talking about how good of a father I am and directly send it to my baby mama's email.
Yeah.
Pow. Yes. Send it to the judge. That's right. Send it to- hey. Doing this for you, everybody who was at night two for Beyonce when she brought out D-Child. Are you kidding? Place goes nuts when they start playing Lose My Breath. Come on.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
If there's anybody I trust in situations just like this, it's our buddy Bridget, who always seems to have the best advice. Bridget, Adrian's going to miss the first day of school for his kid going into first grade. Is this a bad thing?
It's going to be just fine. When my son was a little guy, which is a number of years ago now, his daddy worked nights. So I was the parent that was always there for basically anything that had to happen during the daytime. First day of school, school play, you name it. I was the person who had to handle it. You know what? It turned out just fine. Don't overthink it.
Yeah, and by the way, this just struck me. I didn't even think about it. You know what? You know what my mom did on the first day of school for me, Adrian?
What?
She went to work. I know. Yeah. My mom never went.
Took the bus.
No, you know where to go. You know what time to be there.
Honestly,
here's the
now
deal.
That I think about it too, I think that happened for me. Like the first day of school was like, love you, hop on the bus, bye. Like, easy.
Oh, you gotta love you?
Yeah, no, I did.
I'm joking.
Unless
my
I
mother
said it
loved
to myself.
Me very much. She would. Yeah, right. No, my mom would leave me a very sweet note. Many of them, which I still have.
But a lot of parents have to work. I mean, it really is a luxury to be able to like drop your kid off at school. Like a lot of parents have to be like, okay, babe, stay cool, bye. Gotta go to work.
And to be honest with y'all, there is no first day of school memory. I remember the first day of when I moved, but that was it. So.
Same.
Amen,
same.
Dog. Amen.
I remember when I graduated.
Amen.
That's
You're
it.
Fine. Go to New York. You're fine. Wait, you didn't clear that with us. When are you going to New York? No, I'm just kidding. No, we know.
I already
we're
looked at the calendar.
We're fully
we know.
Aware. We are 1,000% aware. Bridget, you're the greatest. It was so amazingly good seeing you at 7:02 day.
All right. Well, I will see you at Toy Drive. I'll try to make it a time when we can actually at least say, hey.
Hey.
So wait. So we have to wait till December?
Well, I don't know. We have an event where I'm likely to see you before then. I mean, I might catch up with Michaela at, what is it, Spout and Glue. She's going to be singing after Adam Sandler's show.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I understand.
Please.
I understand. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good. Well, if it's not until Toy Drive, we'll see you then. Make sure, yeah, go stalk Michaela.
Bye,
stalk
friend.
Michaela at Fountain Blue. Bye. We'll see you. All right, let's go. 702-364-9898. I don't think last week we had anybody make it to a second win on Michaela's hometown throwdown. There was a new champion every single day. Today is no different. Ryan Kessler of Red Rock on his third time trying. He became our new champion. And let's see if he can string together two in a row. 702-364-9898. I don't know if you heard over the weekend. Is it over the weekend? Feels like it popped out on Friday, but maybe it was before that. Hmm. Brandy and Monica, the Boy Is Mine tour at T-Mobile Arena. Friday, November 7th, our friends at Black Promoters Collective have given us a pair of tickets to give to you. So,
oh, I yeah. love it.
I know. Adrian's doing a little dance in his chair, doing a little chair wiggle.
Take it from there.
I know. And he wants it. No, and he's like, he's got his 90s R&B ready to, he's
I
ready
know.
To go. He's going to get it. So bust out those JNCO jeans and let's do this
yes.
thing right now. If you would like to take on Mr. Kessler, He is ready for you. Caller number 25 at 702-364-9898. Big fun with Michaela's hometown throwdown right now.
Three, two, one.
Normal people have normal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Yeah, let's get after it. Welcome back, our one-time champion on his third attempt. Finally stuck the landing. Where's our buddy Ryan Kessler? How are you, dude?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Everything is amazing. By the way, Red Rock, I remember writing, Red Rock, on Friday, Ryan Kessler getting his first win was the first win for the fine people of Red Rock.
What?
I thought somewhere in there that we had had somebody from Red Rock win before. But I can find them nowhere here.
That's crazy.
You got your Sunrise Manor, your Aliante, your Centennial Hills, your Silverado Ranch, Best of the West, Rhodes Ranch, Wagon Wheel, Hendertucky, West Anderson, North Las Vegas, Mountains Edge, Cadence, Summerlin South, Coronado, Anthem, Southern Highlands, Southwest, Southwest, Inspirata, Green Valley, Enterprise, Santa Fe, Paradise, Eastside, Central Las Vegas / Downtown, West Las Vegas, Green Valley Ranch, Boca Park, Downtown Summerlin, Whitney Ranch, Galleria, OG Summerlin, the Pueblos, Old Southwest, and Red Rock.
Wow. Ooh.
That's what we got. I wonder if Red Rock had been, if we had called them Downtown Summerlin before.
No. We've had people from Red Rock before that have played the game. They just, I guess, haven't won. I thought we had at least one.
I thought so,
and
too.
We've had that's what I thought. I thought the same, guys.
Uh-huh. But it's been a year and a half. That's crazy. No,
it's up to Ryan Kessler.
All right.
That's what it is. Who's our challenger, Adrian?
No pressure.
It'll be Candace Allen representing East Vegas.
Candace.
Good morning. And Adrian, you should go to first day of school. You will remember it forever. Tell me.
But it's not the first day, first day. It's not the first day, first day. It's the second first day.
Well, no. It's any day, first day of school. First day, period.
So he should skip. Should skip. Doing this huge thing that could be worth, that could, you know, down the road could be worth thousands of dollars to him. He should skip that for this.
Yep.
I disagree.
I agree. I'm with it. I'm a parent of four. I've never missed first day of school. I don't care if I got to work, do something, vacation. I plan everything around. First day of school is very important. Last day of school is very important.
Maybe you need to loosen the grip a little bit. Let them go. Jeez. Helicopter mom. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm just being
ridiculous.
Difficult. Yeah, I'm just taking the other side. That's
You're
all.
You're so dumb.
No, I get both arguments to that. I really do.
Yeah.
I think Adrian's doing the right thing. He can FaceTime. He can do everything. He won't remember the first day of school.
Ooh, FaceTime.
Ryan, FaceTime. Are you a dad?
I am.
Okay.
Sure. Of kids that he claims and that he doesn't claim. He's got all
it's about
kids
to be the spiciest third hour we've ever had. Let's go.
Potentially. Yeah, I like this. We got a separate... We got to separate them before puck drop. I like this.
Yes.
It's good. All right. Make sure that you buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we have called upon you, because you may think that you got through first and you just didn't hear the other person beat you. So hold your water until we call on you. First 1-3 wins the game, and your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner. And Ryan Kessler, why do we call her the commissioner?
Because
their last name is Gordon. Commissioner Gordon, the one and only Michaela Gordon.
Beyonce brought out two special guests she used to sing with on the last night of tour. What
Ryan,
are their
Ryan,
names?
Ryan,
Ryan, Ryan, Ryan.
What?
Kelly Rowland.
Okay.
And I don't know the other one.
I will take the group name.
I want to go back up. I want to go back just a half a second. Adrian, is it possible that Candace did? I thought I heard something.
Yes, I heard a noise, but I didn't hear a full name.
I heard a noise, Beyonce. But I didn't hear a name.
As soon as she said Beyonce concert, I already knew who it was. Destiny's Child.
Right.
Michelle
but did you
Williams. S- oh.
Cheryl Williams. Who's Cheryl Williams?
No, she said Michelle Williams.
Oh, Michelle Williams. Michelle See, Williams. That's what I'm saying. It's hard to hear. It's hard to hear her a little bit. Is it possible that she got in first?
It is possible.
Yeah.
I'll tell you her full name.
I think the only thing that's fair is that we throw this one out and we just kind of start over.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, good. All right. Well, clean slate. Here we go.
Beyonce brought out her husband on the last night of tour.
That a girl, Candace. Yes, Candace. Leave no doubt. Leave no doubt. Candace, what's the answer?
Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams.
No. You didn't hear the question. What, Ryan, do you have an answer?
Jay-Z.
She said her husband.
Oh, her husband. Sorry.
Yeah, we weren't going to ask the same question over again.
Oh, we love the way you said your name. She said,
no, you were good. Your instincts were strong. Yes. Champion up one zip.
This pop star says she only wants biscuits and gravy at her wedding, and her husband-to-be, Benny Blanco, agrees.
Ryan. Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez. If you ask a Selena Gomez question, Ryan is getting it.
That's what we've learned.
Through no fault of her own, Candace finds herself down 2-0.
No, you didn't lose yet.
Not yet. No, the game goes to 3.
Yeah.
Oh, 3. Okay.
Before this legendary rock star passed last week, he arranged for...
Candace.
I think... You had Candace?
Yes, by a split second.
Okay, Candace.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Is it Ozzy Osbourne? And the challenger is back in the game, but she's down 2-1.
The company Astronomer hired Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay's ex-wife, as a temporary spokesperson.
Candace for the tie.
That company. Oh shoot. Oh, we need his name?
Yes.
Yeah.
The guy's name?
The name of the ex-wife of Chris Martin.
Oh man. I don't. Two. I forgot his name.
One.
No.
You
got it.
For the win, Ryan.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Is it Gwyneth Paltrow?
Who?
Ooh.
It
is Gwyneth Paltrow. Game over. Ryan Kessler. Ryan Kessler gets a win. Yeah, Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay, his ex-wife is Gwyneth Paltrow. And they... Yeah. That company Astronomer hired her as a bit of a troll. And she's their new director of communication or some goofy thing like that.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, just temporary. But she made a statement. It was ridiculous. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty funny because, just to make fun of the whole thing of their CEO and their HR person getting caught at the Coldplay concert and all that kind of. Regardless, hey, Candace. You're spectacular.
You're the best.
Thank you. Congratulations.
We need you to call us every day if you can possibly find a way.
I'm going to need you for my son's first day of school, too. So I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Will you take Adrian's son for the first day of school?
I will take him because my kids go early. Right. Early.
Your baby.
I will take him because it's important. Please.
Well, Adrian, your baby mama's got it covered, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Of course.
Well, okay.
Of course. Always the moms.
Oh my God, Candace. Don't start fights. Why are you starting fights?
What?
Why are you starting fights? All right, we're gonna let you go. Ryan Kessler, tickets for Brandy and Monica, the Boy Is Mine tour at T-Mobile Arena Friday, November 7th. And you will be back tomorrow for the first time in quite a while that we've been able to say this as our 2-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
It's a 177-second survey. Who we got, Adrian?
We got Michelle Johnson from North Las Vegas.
I feel like we've talked to you before. Is that true, Michelle?
No, I keep trying to call and get through and I never do.
Well, we've never had you.
Wow.
Yeah.
But we got you now, Mama.
That's amazing to me.
Yes.
All right. Well, all right. So we'll just, we'll keep this simple. What was the absolute best part of your weekend, if you could be specific?
Oh, we took the kids to the Adventure Dome.
Oh, my God. What a throwback. And how fun. Yeah. Was it great?
That was so much fun.
Do they still have Der Stuka? Is that what they still have that?
Wet and wild, I'm kidding.
Oh. I'm joking. No, what do they call it? Man, they used to advertise all the time with us. What do they call that roller coaster that they have in there?
I can't remember.
I know, but it's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna have to.
That used to be so terrifying to me when I was growing up. And if you could get on that roller coaster, you were the bravest, coolest kid in school.
Yeah, my little 10-year-old is able to get on it now, so.
Yes.
They're That's not awesome. Afraid of nothing.
Do they still have that ship ride where you sit and it just, like, swings back and forth? No, yep.
They were looking forward to that one. It was unfortunately closed. Okay.
They don't advertise with us anymore. That's enough.
I just want you to know for me. Sorry, guys.
Just saying, it's enough. All right. It's okay. We gave them, plenty of that.
Okay.
All right. This is really weird, and I'm not sure who cared or why. But it's a funny question. Michelle,
yeah.
when you're home alone, you know you're not going to leave the house. Maybe yesterday, I don't know. But when you're just home alone, you know you're probably not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Do you put on deodorant?
Of course.
Michaela, do you put on deodorant?
I'm not home alone, but
right. But you know what I mean. Like, if you're not going to leave the house and you're not going to be around other people,
yeah.
Do you still put on deodorant? Michelle says yes. Michaela,
I not only put on deodorant. I thought about this weekend. I spray perfume. I was home alone and I was spraying perfume, and I was like, "What do I do this for?" And I was like, "No, I like it." And then I just left the bathroom. Yeah, I go full out.
Adrian?
That is not good.
No, yeah. I do not. I'm all natural. I do put lotion on, so I take that back, but not deodorant. Nope.
Out there with just smelly pits?
They're not smelly. What am I doing at home? I'm just chilling on the couch.
All right.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I guess if I noticed that I stunk.
I mean, you guys are blessed. My armpits stink if I don't put deodorant on, even if I'm just like hanging out.
Spray tan.
I'd check your diet.
Yeah, it is the spray tan.
No, you're right. It is the spray tan.
Drag me.
Adrian, you're 1 minute. As usual, you're right. It's the spray tan.
You're so right.
Two out of three people say yes, that they do. About a quarter say no. For whatever reason, there's some folks in the middle that can't decide whether they do or don't. One person said, I can still smell my armpits when they're stinky. So yes. Another person said that they always do, regardless of where they will be, because it's just part of the routine. Other people say they don't bother because they shower regularly and that extra protection is not necessary if they're just hanging out at home. But again, I thought it was a deodorant company and I thought there was something behind it. And no, it wasn't. It was just somebody getting up in your business.
Yeah.
So that's what we specialize
now
in.
Now we know.
Now, since you took your kids to Adventure Dome, now take your kids to Freaky or Friday. We have advanced screening tickets.
That sounds like so much fun. Thank you.
Oh, my God. And we have four of them. I just realized. Yeah, we have four of those. Thank you to our buddies at Allied Global Marketing. Yeah, Michelle, you're awesome. I don't know why it took us so long to talk to you, but I'm glad that we did today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Sorry, I'm shuffling around, getting ready for relationship rehab. Monday morning, 8:05 on the 28th day of July, 2025. 2 weeks until school is back in session for Clark County School District students. And many others, I would imagine. I would think. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Michaela, are you there? Does your mic work? No.
Are you hearing me now?
No. Okay, good. They did some adjustments. And it's kind of fun. We're all in the same place, but we're in three different rooms in the just so everybody's got their own space. Mm-hmm. And so some of the buttons got switched around. It in the end, it'll make it better. But honestly, at this point, we don't know what we're doing. So we're trying. And sometimes things, Got to figure stuff out. Mm-hmm. You know when IT comes in over the weekend at your work, and then they go, the way you used to do things, trust me, it's better. And you're like, oh, this is awful. And then 2 weeks later, you go, God, why didn't we do this way all along?
Yeah,
I think that's what it's going to be like for us. Relationship rehab today. She says, call me Amber in Providence. I literally have no idea what to do here, and I absolutely do not want anyone in my friend's circle or family to know this happened. My boyfriend and I have been dating a little over a year, and everything has been what I always hoped for. I could see us building a life together, like he truly is the man of my dreams. But I have been thrown for such a loop, I don't know if I really know him like I thought I did. He went on a guy's trip with his fraternity brothers to Pennsylvania. Apparently, Amber, if that is her real name, it's not. he went to Penn State. This boyfriend of hers. He came back saying that they had some crazy fun at the time of their lives. She says, great. Except for I found a ticket in his pocket when I was doing his laundry after he got back for an event that was called Balls Out Bowling in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
So I asked him about it. And he got really weird and just said, yeah, we went bowling for some charity thing that his buddy Jared wanted to support. And that was that. Amber looked it up. The organization that threw the event is a nudist group.
Oh, but
to be specific, actually, as she wrote, the Pittsburgh Area Naturalists, to be precise. I, of course, was then curious. I also looked it up. This is a real thing. He and his fraternity brothers, and then she puts this in capital letters, went naked bowling with strangers.
No,
They are naked. There's a lot of eggplant and peach emojis on the website.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to ask him about why they wanted to go naked bowling with strangers, because I would never want to do that. Am I being too much of a prude? Says Amber. Should I confront him more about why they went to something like that? I'm not trying to sound judgy, though I know I sound super judgy right now. But that's just not my comfort zone. Or do I just try and move on like I didn't find that out? So she's saying blow it off or say something. Really, the long and the short of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, so I feel like this is tough.
He went away on... He went away on boys trip and found out that they went to naked. Hey, back in the day when bare naked ladies was big deal, radio station I was at, we did bare naked bowling for bare naked ladies and people showed up. Couldn't do that now.
Never.
I'm certain of it. Couldn't
no
do that now.
Way.
Our company would never allow that. But maybe, I don't know. 702-364-9898. Is this a situation? And here, by the way, you can go off the board and make your own choice. But Amber's asking, do you say something and find out more, or do you just leave it alone? But she is super uncomfortable. We did not do this on purpose, but here's Sabrina Carpenter's man-child, the Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Relationship rehab. Amber's boyfriend, Amber, may not be her real name. And she goes, call me Amber in Providence, which means her name is really Jessica and she lives in Inspirata. You know what I mean? It's the old hockey thing. If they tell you that they got a left shoulder injury, guarantee it's their right ankle. Know what I'm saying? You got to turn your mics on, everybody. The relationship rehab, Amber in Providence. he went on a guy's trip with his frat brothers to Pennsylvania because he went to Penn State. He came back saying, oh, it was crazy fun. Best time of our lives. Amber's doing laundry, finds a ticket stub for a thing called Balls Out Bowling in Pittsburgh. So
she's like, what?
She asks him about it. He gets evasive. Oh, charity thing. Jared really like it's a big deal. So she looks it up. She wants to know more.
Yeah.
She looks it up. What kind of charity event are you talking about? And it's a nudist group that goes, they went bowling. The Pittsburgh Area Naturalists. And she's like, in capital letters, he and his fraternity brothers went naked bowling with strangers. Now, she's like, well, I'm not trying to be a prude. I'm not trying to be weird about it. Should I confront him more about why they went to something like that? Or do you just move on? Rebecca, what do you do?
So I say, like, for her sake or whatever, just ask. Just say something just to get it off your chest. Or it'll always be in the back of her mind and it's just going to eat away at her. But, like, on the other side of it, like as far as, like, on his side, I think it's really that big of a deal.
It's okay. For those very reasons, everything that you just said is everything that I would say. Except for the R word that you used, but whatever.
Sorry.
No, it was fun. I wouldn't say anything. Michaela, would you say something?
I think it's weird that he's going on a nude bowling with his boys. Like, maybe not. I can't even find my words. I'm like, wait, what? Girl, what?
Yeah, but that's awesome. That's awesome. What more do you need to know?
That's a weird thing to do. Like, if they were that type of way as a couple, I would be like, yeah, but you're going naked bowling with your boys? No, make it make sense.
But you already know. But again, you already know. I get what you're saying. It's like when they were talking about those families in Idaho with that Brian Kohlberger guy. He's going to get life. He's pleading guilty. But now for some of those families, they don't have the closure of knowing what was going through his head.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
So,
just because also like, I don't know, like look, I'm not a guy. I feel like I have bandmates and my brother, like I know you guys. I wouldn't see your first thing being like, hey guys, let's go naked bowling from a bachelor party. Yeah. And have some beers.
Right. But if Rebecca, anything, do you have anything to add to that? Cause I get Michaela's point of you want to know motivation.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely an odd event. I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to do something a little different, you know? Hey guys, let's get crazy, you know? And just, I don't know.
Jared's like, they're hammered. And Jared's like, okay, great. Let's go. And the guys all went, let's go. Cause you're three quarters of the way across the country and you're in Pittsburgh. I didn't know it was like that in Pittsburgh.
I know.
I knew they put French fries on their sandwiches, which is, you know, pretty cool. But I didn't know this was going on. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Rebecca, thank you, buddy. Have a great day. We appreciate you. Adrian, can you add anything on this?
Listen to Michaela's point, like them going to this, I don't judge, whatever, if that's what you want to do, like that's cool. But not saying anything, like Chet, for example, if you randomly were given Backstreet Boy tickets at the Sphere, right? But it's you and your friends and you couldn't go with your wife. You wouldn't tell your wife like, oh, we got like whatever cool experience. I just think it's weird to not share with your partner whether it's something as crazy as what this guy did or yo, I got tickets to go to the Sphere, or I went to Orlando to the new Universal theme park. Like, I went, it was awesome, blah, 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 blah. It's a cool experience. It's kooky. It was crazy because it was harmless at the end of the day. So by not saying anything, you are leaving that doubt. Because why would I say anything if I did do something that's, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. But all of those things that you mentioned, there's nothing, nobody's going to ask you, what are you doing that for? You know what I mean? Sure. With the nude bowling, which I never have, by the way. I'm not advocating.
Bowling of all things to do nude bowling, I feel like that could also be very dangerous and dangerous for men.
True.
Ow.
But I feel like it's different. If you went to the strip club, I don't need details. Cool. You guys have fun. Hope you guys have fun. Whatever. But this is so odd that there's questions that need to be asked after that.
You like, just say, but hey. Like what? Like what? What questions are
like
you
what
asking?
What the helly?
Yo, who? Yeah, what inspired we just did this? It. What happened?
Why do you climb Mount? Why do you climb Mount Everest? Because it's there.
Yeah.
It's.
But why, doing things naked, like climbing Mount Everest, bowling, running, like. Listen, one time I slipped naked and I was like, I look so insane right now. Lisa, please help me up. Like, it just, there's things you do naked that you just look crazy. And bowling, and your bachelor party, it's too much.
No, it wasn't a bachelor party. It was just guys gay. It was just guys getting together. You know what? Naked bowling bachelor party. Then we said this earlier today. It's context. Context means a lot. I don't know. He's already embarrassed by it because it is weird, and it does lead to more questions. But are the questions, what are you going to uncover? Because I wanted to see what it would look like when Jared, you know, tried to get a 7-10 split, if you know what I'm saying.
What
answers are you going to get?
Okay, Chet,
what answers are you going to get? But you're still being vague. I'm saying what? Like literally what? The truth. That is the truth. We did this. Jared wanted to support the charity. Naked bowling.
I guess
we were
my
hammered.
Confusion is like, you know,
Jägermeister is a dirty bee.
The boys. If we're just being dumb with the boys, you just let us know. Why are you not telling me? Well, what's going on now?
Yeah,
if
it's harmless. That's
easy while we're sitting here. I can't believe what? Why?
Chet.
Why did I nominate myself to be the Your Honor? We're being represented by Chet Buchanan.
Yeah, right.
He's our. We can't afford a real lawyer, but he's watched 5 seasons of Suits. So he thinks,
got it.
What am I doing right now? For the record, I still do it just about every single time that I play this song, or that we play this song. Because at the end, Doechii goes, row, row. And so, I don't know what, 3 months ago, I went, hey, Michaela, guess who I am? And I made like claw, like, ah.
Like lion hands.
I went like, ah, at her. And then, I went, guess who I am? Rao. Rao. And she was like, what?
Was
and
so
she
stupid.
Looked at me like I was completely insane.
No, I liked it.
No, of course. But you looked initially. No, you liked it after I, because initially you looked at me. You're like, what? And then I said, I'm Doechii. And then you liked it. So I still do that just about every time off the air because it still makes her giggle.
And I love it.
And thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Ruby's Shake Shop in the district of Green Valley Ranch. This is a big deal. Like literally, like ordinarily, like Ruby's Shake Shop.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Oh no, this is, it's a big, just look it up on your own time today when you're bored. You're like, wait a minute, Ruby's Shake Shop. I'm
just look
interested.
It up on your own time.
At the District of Green Valley Ranch. Their grand opening, you got time. The grand opening is coming up Thursday, August 14th. What were you just saying to me a minute ago? The reason why I bring it up is because I cut Michaela off. I said, no, wait. She goes, well, I'm in a pretty good mood today. And I went, no, wait. Hang on. First, rah, guess who I am? And she went, "You're freaking Doji, all right?" And I was like, "Okay, now we have to go on there." So what were you saying?
I said I woke up in a pretty good mood considering, you know, we got the puppies about 3 months ago, two brothers, and they've been doing so good. We love them. So we finally brought them into the bed to sleep in the bed with us because we're those people that you can debate it. We love it. We love them, all the dogs in the bed. This morning, they've been doing so good. This morning I woke up, I stepped down off the bed right into a pile of it. And it's not ever happened to me, you guys. And I was like, no, it's 4 a.m. You could imagine. And I was like, is that what I think it was? And then you smelled it. I was like, no, I had to take a shower. It was so much. I didn't really plan on sharing it publicly, just more of my pals. But now that I've said it on air, it was dramatic and it was traumatic.
But when they weren't sleeping in the bed, where were they sleeping?
They sleep in the living room. They were doing crate training and they had their potty pads. This honestly, it wasn't even their fault. They know where to go in the crate in the living room. But when we took them into the bedroom last night, I didn't leave the little gate open. This was a me problem. This, I deserved it. But I have never had that happen to me before, and it was so disgusting. And then I wanted to be so mad, but I can't yell because everyone's asleep, including Lisa. So I was like, and then I went into the bathroom. I dealt with it, but it was a lot for me this morning.
But
motherhood, not easy.
But so otherwise, they would just go. They would go in the crate.
Yeah, they know, they have a way that they can go from the crate to their potty pad back to the crate. So they know that their potty spot is the potty pad until they go outside. They're so good. Yeah, they're really good dogs. I don't know what happened last night, but they didn't go well.
They let you know.
Yeah, they were like, listen, pay attention or you'll step in it, Mom.
Now you know.
That was like, great.
You guys know how I always say, why is it guys that do all the stupid stuff?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It bothers me.
The murder
and stuff. It bothers me sometimes, like the violent stuff is mostly guys, and there's exceptions to the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is another one. Like, why, dudes? Like dudes? Why, dude? Why? There was a crime in Burbank. He's done it before. He did it again. Documented history was what they say. He's documented history of similar arrests for similar crimes. He even went viral before doing the same thing. Guys busted again from late 2023. And now he's struck again. Who is he? What has he done? The full story and what you need to watch out for.
Dang.
And again, why do guys do that? Because I've never heard of a woman ever doing it.
Oh, God, what now?
Mostly because guys would go, hey, that was kind of cool. But that's another story entirely. We'll tell you all about it in a minute.
Hey, Chet. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woohoo! Right on the money, 9 o'clock Monday. Oh, man, this time 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from now, kids are back in school. This time, 2 weeks from now.
Let's go.
Kids are back in school.
Insane.
I know. Adrian's excited.
The countdown is off, baby.
Yeah, Michaela and I are just kind of like, wow. You're like, we're stunned. Adrian's like, yes.
I know. Because I know how this goes. We get into school, and then all of a sudden, the year is over. It's like back to school, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. It's 2028.
Yeah, and that's it. It's
2026. No, it'll be 2026, but it just flies by.
So today, Monday, the 28th day of July, she's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. And yeah. Sorry, I'm a little sour.
Why?
I hate what we do as dudes. And there's a variety of things that we don't hold, you know, we don't do all of it, but we do most of it. The murder and the rape and the stab and the, you know, the just the,
yeah,
the steal and the, just all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Add this to the list. And there's a lot of weird stuff that people do in public. I'm shocked that I haven't heard of this one before.
What?
And this is the second time this guy's done it. He went viral back in 2023. Police in Burbank, California have arrested a serial butt sniffer.
Oh my God.
38-year-old Khaleesi Crowder, C-L-A-E-S-E, Khaleesi? Khaleesi?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Khaleesi, Game of Thrones style.
He was cuffed and stuffed last Tuesday after he was caught loitering in the women's department of a nearby Nordstrom Rack. He was caught on a security camera, awkwardly following a female customer around and inappropriately sniffing her.
Like he was behind her, like she couldn't feel him, but he was close enough.
Well, let me continue,
sorry,
Michaela.
Sorry, I'm just shook.
Okay, Michaela, okay. No, you asked the question. I'm here with the answers.
Thank you.
You ask, we investigate. They say that on Channel 13?
Yeah, they sure do.
They will now.
Dude was on parole. He has a documented history of similar arrests for similar crimes. Not his first time. And they let him out and he went back to it.
Oh, my God.
He even went viral before after being caught sniffing a woman in that area, in her hind end, at a Barnes & Noble in 2023. Oh, can I play the... I have audio.
I feel like there's just no fear of being caught anymore. Like, I feel like that would make me nervous. Like, if a woman turned around, I'd be like, oh, sorry, just sniffing your bum.
Yeah, long criminal record of burglary, robbery, and indecent exposure to add on to the other stuff. Investigators are looking for additional butt-sniffing victims in the hopes of building a bigger case to keep this creepo off the streets. Sergeant Stephen Turner, not Sergeant Stephen Turner, and the victim, one Michaela Witter, talking about this butt sniffer.
He eventually worked his way into the women's section, found a lone shopper, and started exhibiting some of the same behavior, getting close to her, uncomfortably close, crouching down as if he was trying to buy something or check something out or look at something.
So I've heard up to 20 women, you know, and what's happened to them, and they're all scared, and I know the feeling.
He was crouching down trying to check something out.
Yeah.
And then no word that when she turned around and she said, what are you doing? That he said,
I'm sorry, I'm here for someone.
No word on.
It's good to see you.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
You know, I love a good Monday morning, hey, look at this guy on drugs story from over the weekend.
Me too.
Authorities responded to an incident in Bangor, Maine. Which, what else is there to do in Bangor,
obviously,
Maine?
Obviously, yeah, we kind of don't blame you.
Make maple syrup and do drugs.
Yeah, I'm obviously. Assuming.
Well, a man had climbed onto a homeowner's roof and refused to come down. 39-year-old Stephen Nason ascended the roof around 4 a.m. Santa?
Yeah, right.
No.
Is that a big fat rat up there?
Call the cops. It's July. apparently the homeowner went out and said, hey, man, what are you doing? And he told the owners of the house that he was trying to retrieve drugs from their chimney. So the homeowners called the cops.
Yeah.
Who then also called the fire department and arrived on the scene. They attempted to use a basket to reach Stephen up on the roof and bring him down.
Sure.
Right? You know,
friendly.
The ladder thing extends out. It's got the basket on the end of it.
Yeah.
Get the basket, bro.
Wait, is it kind of like how you enter for toy drive?
It's not unlike that.
Okay.
Not completely. Yes. Funny reference. It's not completely
unlike that.
It's, yeah, loosely related.
Yeah.
I suppose. But Stephen didn't want to wait for the basket to get all the way to him, so he reportedly jumped from the roof into the basket.
Stephen.
The fire department didn't exactly think this all the way through. because there was an axe attached to the basket, which Stephen then grabbed and then jumped back onto the roof.
Oh.
Proceeding to chop holes in the roof.
Stephen
eventually surrendered. Remember this happened at 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Stephen eventually surrendered to police shortly before noon, where he was transported.
6 hours?
Yeah. No, eight.
Eight. Yeah, don't. I know. I know. I said six, and I was like, you know that is not the right math, you idiot.
I don't know why that's funny to me, but it's funny. He was transported to a local hospital for physical and mental health evaluation. What?
Wow.
I don't know why. And they've charged him with aggravated criminal mischief. They wanted to charge him with drugs, but they never found any. There were no drugs in the chimney. He might have gotten took all the way in there. This story could have gotten even better if he'd have gotten himself stuck, you know. But he was also charged with creating a police standoff and violating his probation.
Oh, sure.
Stephen. No, nothing about the axe?
I know, Stephen.
Nothing about the axe?
Yeah, wielding an axe.
Is that the aggravated criminal mischief? But no, you know, well, anyway.
Bye.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know, before we go, this may be one of the greatest ever. I know I say that about every 6 weeks. I'll go, it's the greatest more you know before we go. It's really good.
Okay.
There have been 12 people total in the history of the world that have walked on the moon. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All of them were within a 4-year span. Between 1969 and 1972, no human has walked on the moon for over 53 years.
Wow.
It all happened, and then we stopped doing it.
Why?
What else is up there?
We've been there, done that.
Yeah, what else is up there?
Yeah, I feel that.
There's been talk, I know, of going just to see if there's something they might have missed.
Well, and we also don't want to forget Katy Perry when she... took her trip. It's actually 2025. They brought it back.
Great callback. That's good. That had the proper amount of rest. And then to be able to bring that back right there is solid. Yeah, we should check with her. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. 13 people.
That's right.
Have, well, she didn't, but she could have.
Could have.
Should have.
Yeah.
If we're gonna, she should be the
Obviously.
One.
Obviously.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not giving you anything else. Well, I'm going to save the rest of these for tomorrow. That's because that's what else. Honestly, go out on a high note.
Yeah.
Be done. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Can I tell you, it's a huge day in the history of the farm up there in Washington.
Uh-huh.
My dad, who, as I have mentioned many times on this show, is a collector of fine artifacts. We were the not so proud owners of 2 junky school buses. They are finally leaving the property today.
Come on.
And it's a bit, it's great. Like, thank God. I've been working on this for 5 years. But it's a little bittersweet.
Yeah.
Because it's going to change it.
Totally.
You know, and
but so exciting.
Dad thought we could use them for storage.
Yeah.
He thought we'd use everything for storage. Good God. Yeah, Adrian, what do you got going on?
Not too much, just a little bit of content being cooked up for Unlikely, which means you should follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio and search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast, specifically that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. I'm not singing.
Yeah,
I'm
you
going
should.
To sing. I'm going to see my pal, Maven Misbehavin, who helped me with the Lucky video. She's the green fairy in absinthe. So she invited us to come. Yeah.
You really should be going and getting a nap. You've had a weekend. All of her Beyonce and Kelly Clarkson buddies are in town. Like, Michaela's had 45 minutes of sleep since Friday. She had 2 hours of sleep on Friday. I don't think you didn't see Saturday. No
Nothing.
Sleep. Team no sleep.
Uh-huh.
About 4 hours of sleep going into. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
In any event, we'll see you back here well-rested and ready to go. Mm-hmm. Make sure you tell somebody you love them that you haven't told in a while today, because you never know what an effect that... Usually it happens at just the right time.
Yeah.
You know? And be a friend to somebody who may not have another friend. You don't know whose life you're going to save.
Mm-hmm.
Know this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this, we love you. God bless you. And thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.